The Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays showed that Americans were ready to travel again, even as the pandemic continues and new COVID variants establish themselves. But the travel and hospitality industries are still working their way back to pre-virus levels, including trying to lure more workers who are available to serve the visitors who are returning to their hotels and restaurants. Robert Cannon is an assistant professor in NAU's Franke College of Business and worked in the hospitality industry for more than two decades. He's with me to talk about that industry's current condition. Robert, hotels and restaurants struggled deeply during the first part of the pandemic. How have they done in the many months since vaccines became available?
As you are aware, the COVID virus did impact the industry. However, the last 6 to 12 months, as more and more folks are vaccinated, people are beginning to travel, mostly short-term and long-term travel destinations for business meetings. Business has cautiously, optimistically rebounded here in the Valley, and we are looking forward to a robust 2022 as we continue to manage the new variants. But there is optimism for the future in our industry, specifically in the mid to mid levels. I know we always talk about the resorts and the high-end destinations, but most of our growth and buildings today are in the mid to upper segment, which has a higher profit margin for many hotel executives and restaurant folks. So there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Robert, how has teaching prospective hotel and hospitality workers changed from what you would have taught and how you would have taught pre-pandemic?
That is a good question. As students have our learning environment has changed, where the majority of our classes were taught live, and then we've switched to a live and online models to give the students some flexibility in continuing their education. And at NAU specifically, here in the Valley, our learners are a little older than most, so we have to be very flexible in their learning styles and accommodate the adult learner that supports many of the industries here in the Valley. And up in Flagstaff, the students are younger and there's more of a traditional classroom environment. But the answer to your question is we've had to teach students to have patience, to realize that we're going through a period of time in history that hopefully when they become leaders and presidents or vice president of their organizations at some point in their careers, they'll look back on this and reflect that we had patience, diligence, and that we survived a very difficult time in our economy and came out very successful. And the other thing that we try to teach students is to be flexible and to manage multiple priorities simultaneously and really to be prepared for anything, especially in our industry today. We could be full overnight of occupancy if airlines continue to have scheduling issues or impact on the airport hotel segment. Because sometimes we hear about cancellations and employment issues at hotels, but sometimes when there's flight cancellations, people need to stay somewhere. And sometimes that can have actually a positive impact on some airport hotel revenues that sometimes we always don't think about.
What lessons do you think have been learned by the industry, considering the pandemic continues, even as more people are traveling?
Well, just like many other industries in the United States, there is a labor shortage of skilled labor at all levels, not only in our industry, but other industries as well. Executives, owners, restaurant owners, hospitality owners are having to obviously pay their staff more, but also engage them in leadership roles, strategy sessions to become part of the team to make them more efficient in the organization. So we are continuing to see a rebound. I think labor will continue to be an opportunity for improvement in 2022 as we learn how to move forward with the pandemic, specifically regarding labor, and more importantly, to keep labor employed, because it's very expensive to hire somebody new and train them. It's far cheaper to keep an employee and keep them engaged, keep them happy, and make sure they're part of the team.
Is the industry still really playing catch up, though, considering how many more people are traveling again and there are still employee shortages?
You'll see that many employers are what's posting flex scheduling on their portals of their specific businesses to provide the employee, the team member, the associate, the opportunity to set their schedule and to be more flexible, balancing their needs. Specifically, there are a lot of working families, both mothers and fathers, that sometimes have children at home, and sometimes schooling is done in certain areas still at home as we continue to juggle with that as well. So the answer to your question is, I think what we've learned is to give more empowerment to the scheduling of the staff to make sure that we can accommodate multiple needs simultaneously.
Robert, finally, earlier you mentioned improving how employees in the industry are treated. What else would you like to see the industry do to retain employees, to get more workers?
I think we could do a better job at providing career planning. For those, as I got started as a short order cook, park cars, wash dishes, I kind of stumbled into the industry. I don't think as an industry we do a good enough job in terms of explaining to the 16-year-old that's the short order cook right now working in McDonald's, along to the 30-year-old who's looking for a second career perhaps. We need to do a better job of sharing the career aspirations and the career potential industry, from selling liquor, from selling linen, to going to tourism meetings, to being part of tourism boards, to being on. There's a multitude of, or even an education such as myself. But, you know, I started in the industry and spent 25 years in the hotel business before I began teaching in the classroom. So there is a tremendous amount of opportunity, but I think we as an industry need to do a better job. That there are careers, there are marketable careers, there are careers that are paid well, and you can make a healthy living and have a great life.
That is Robert Cannon. He's an assistant professor in NAU's Franke College of Business.